A group of people exited that vehicle and then just started opening fire. We estimating at least a dozen rounds have been fired, and they were shooting indiscriminately into a group of people. We are working this as obviously attempted homicide, and we are asking if anyone has any information on who was in this car, who was involved, to please let us know.
Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons yesterday talking with Channel 3 after the Oakwood Terrace shooting, and a very concerning situation there. We've got on the line with us now Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department, Mike Wood. Mike, welcome back to the show. I wish it were under better circumstances, sir.
Good morning. I do, too.
So you had sent us a text alerting us that you guys were now taking action, that the Chief of Police is taking action, even though this shooting did not happen within the city limits, right?
Yeah, you know, Chief Chrisman, as well as Chief Leiter and Chief Simmons before him, have always taken a proactive stance on shootings in the city of Pensacola. That's no different now. Chief Chrisman has decided to increase patrols, both marked and unmarked units, officers in uniform and in plain clothes, and he's canceled leave for the near future just to hopefully negate some of this. Historically, these types of shootings have bred other shootings, and we hope that doesn't happen this time, but in case it does, Chief Chrisman wanted the police department to be ready.
So does this mean that, and it's not your investigation, it's obviously the Escambia County Sheriff's Office investigation, but I interpret this as meaning that you believe this was gang and or drug related, which is the kind of thing that leads to the retaliation and the tit for tat kind of payback kinds of things that we have seen previously in the county and in the city. Am I misinterpreting anything here?
Well, I'm not familiar with the investigation. Like you said, that Escambia County is handling that, although they will work with us if they believe that suspects may be in the city of Pensacola. But yes, historically, these shootings have been related to narcotics, sometimes gangs. I'm not exactly sure on this one yet, but it never hurts to be ready.
So I'm a citizen. You know, when I heard about this shooting at Oakwood Terrace yesterday, I'll be honest, my thought was, well, you know, that's not my neighborhood, and I'm not engaged in any crime, and I'm not doing any drugs, and so for me, it's a normal way of life. But then when I read your alert about what PPD is doing, my attitude changes, and I think, okay, so where are we at in terms of public safety? Do I need to be more aware? Do we need to, you know, not go out as much? Do we need to be concerned? What's your advice to citizens?
No, the usually, like I said, these shootings are targeted. They're looking for people that they believe were involved in a shooting prior, but we still need to be ready. These folks catch up with each other in very public places and just fire indiscriminately, and those rounds don't care where they go. So we believe that if something like this happens, again, it's targeted and not something that the general public needs to be aware of, but people do need to be aware in their neighborhoods, in all neighborhoods, for things such as vehicles that are circling the block. If you see a vehicle circling the block, we need that phone call. We need to get officers out there to stop that vehicle and see why they're hanging around in a neighborhood.
Well, and that was going to be my question is, you know, what do you want me to do? Because, as you know, I remember the McDonald's, you know, and I remember the Barrancas, and I remember the W Street in Brent. You know, I remember some of these things that are, you know, from the perspective of a public citizen, are, you know, pretty concerning things to see happening in our community. But the question is, what can I do? And what you want me to do is eyes wide open, phone at the ready if need be, right?
Exactly. Just like we always say, if you see something, say something. In situations like this, a lot of times it's a vehicle that's circling a certain area. That's what we need the phone call for.
Are you, and I know this it starts to hit a little bit on sort of sources, methods, tactics, and that kind of stuff, but when you say increased patrols, I assume you don't mean just everywhere around the city. I assume that means in the places where you have reason to believe it's likely for trouble to be, because you generally know where bad things are likely to go on. I mean, am I misunderstanding what the plan is here?
No, and you're right. We can't get into specifics, but we go based on intelligence from history. and intelligence that we have currently, and you put those two together and you sort of can figure out where things like this may happen. And we have a great Crime Stoppers program here. Sometimes we get calls through that line and intelligence from other sources to let us know where to concentrate our efforts.
And obviously, there are some people who are going to look at this and they're going to say, you know, here we go, heavy policing in our neighborhood. But there's other people who are going to say, thank God, heavy policing in our neighborhood, right?
Well, yeah, you know, most people you talk to in any neighborhood will say that they don't mind officers over there. They feel safe that way. You know, it goes all the way back to when we started the home fleet. They love to see police cars in neighborhoods. And that's something that we very rarely get a complaint on is from too many officers in a neighborhood.
Well, obviously, we hope that it's effective. We hope that a show of force discourages bad behavior, follow-on behavior, and certainly we hope for resolution. Just one last quick question for you. We're talking to Mike Wood, the PIO for the Pensacola Police Department. Is this announcement that you're making this morning, was this made entirely within PPD, or was this made in conjunction and consultation with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office or even at their request?
This was made through the Office of the Chief of Police at Pensacola Police Department.
Okay, very good. And, I mean, either way, I wouldn't be surprised. I was just kind of curious because I know you guys have been cooperating ever more tightly, and especially with the joint operations on drugs and gangs. I didn't know if there was maybe some kind of jointness to this response whether, as opposed to just being a PPD response. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for keeping us safe, keeping us informed. We always appreciate the time, sir.
Thank you.